Okay, good morning, everybody. Bez Hashem, today we're going to continue. We're finishing up between Bez Hashem, between today and Sunday, the Schiris V'Kablonis, that's packet tests. And then today we'll also do Chumash. And then Monday, we're going to start Chazara. Ilan, you got the Chazara packet? Okay. And we'll do that. Okay. Okay, so let's take a look. We begin today in the Sefer Tevua Shor. The Sefer B'chor Shor. So the discussion he has here on page 2 is the following. We know people have a hanhaga that they sell chametz before Pesach, right? I personally don't sell chametz because I just get rid of chametz. Meaning anything that's chametz, we get rid of. If it's a closed box, so I'll give it to the super. But not for him to give it back to me. In other words, to give it to him. Then there were some other people in the building who were non-Jewish. Sometimes, but with COVID, people don't want to open. But the super, so I give the super, if we have some chveis, pasta, noodles, that's a full box that wasn't open, we'll give it to him. And the rest we just get rid of. But things that don't have a hechsher, but are not chametz, so we won't eat it on Pesach, but we won't throw it away. And the most... Yeah. You have the... But people, sell chametz, okay? One day when you, Bez Hashem, when you're at your parents' home, you shouldn't, let them sell the chametz to the Rav. When you're in your own home, Bez Hashem, hopefully, only obviously your wife's consent, you should try to get, first of all, you should be a good planner. To know if Pesach's coming, around Purim time. So you'll know how much pasta you have left, how much bread you have left, and try to actually use it so that it'll be a minimum of what you... But in the end, it's not the best thing to sell chametz, especially chametz gomer, like bread and things like that, if you could avoid it.
Even if you got rid of it, just in case you might have forgotten somewhere,
Rav Harari is asking me, maybe you should sell chametz just as a backup. So I tie that that's against Chazal. Chazal said that we do bedika and we have bittul, and that's the backups. Chazal never said you should do mechira, because I wrote, you should look at my sefer on Minhagim. I have a whole piece on that I quote from somewhere. But the discussion here in the B'chor Shor is what about if you have animals, say you have a farm, and you want to have your animals being fed chametz on Pesach. So you can't feed animals chametz. First of all, you can't own chametz. But even if you don't own the chametz, a guy is going to feed chametz. But if it's your animal, you're getting benefit from chametz. You can't get hanah from chametz.
What about a dog?
Yeah, right. What about a dog? Yeah. So the question is, could you sell your animal, forget selling chametz, sell your animal before Pesach, and this way it's not your animal, so you wouldn't be getting. Is that the same level of is that a similar halacha? Obviously, one case you're selling chametz, one case you're selling the animal. Those would we say if one works, the other works? Or is one more a bigger kula to allow selling the animal versus selling the chametz? Or is it the same thing? It's the same concept, it's just from a different vantage point. So let's take a look at the Bechor Shor. It says, Re'izi l'haske kama shechitshu k'sas sofer izmaneinu l'hatir limkor la'akum kodem ha'pesach behemah shelo. That the goyim very often will sell, Jews rather, will sell to goyim their animals. V'kam chametz shedarkam lechol b'chol yimot shasharu k'darkam chiz chametz ha'nitzkar. Sorry.
Is the behemah the property of the yid and during Pesach in that case?
Oh, let's see. V'habeimus olkim chometz kol yimei ha-Pesach. V'achar ha-Pesach chozer v'lkechos ha-me'egoi. And he says, U'miyamai lo re'isikach ובפרט בעיר הזאת שרוב מס המדר שלהם היה בחסיאס חמץ יין שורף ושחר ומהפסולס היו מפתמים בהמס מהם לחולב מהם לשחיתה רגיע ימי פסח אף שכולם היו מוכרים חמץ שלהם לאקום כנול כמו מוכרים לשתום אחד למכור גם הבהמס להכיל חמץ אפילו הבהמס מסכחו מאוד על איזה שבוע שחר פסח שחזו לאיתנו פרטי הסורנה וערה המר הגודל הזה he says he doesn't see people doing this. But he says, why not? Why not? Now, Harav Katan is asking, would they leave it in their reshus or not? You're asking. Maybe they would even leave it. I don't know how convenient it is to, the guy doesn't necessarily have a farm to, to put his chametz in his basement, to put the animals in the basement. So maybe he would sell the chametz the Jew would sell him the animals, and then the guy would come every day and then feed the chametz to the animals.
Aren't they your property also?
What, the chametz? Okay, but still, you can make a kinyan.
Sell the land also.
But he says that he doesn't feel that this has been the minhag. In other words, the minhag has been that people sell chametz, but he doesn't see the minhag of people selling the animals. So the question is, why not? So he says, "V'achar ha'iyun, v'achar ha'iyun, k'sas ha'marti lo domi v'hadadi klal," that they're not comparable. Why? He says, "Dine mikar d'dina pirchak al mechiras chametz hanog." He says, "What's with this mechiras chametz? Halomucha milsa d'harama tuva shezeh kona lav gavra d'orche me'olam liktos kach." He says, "What is he doing? During the year, you never do this, right? And this guy doesn't buy the chametz during the year. You don't sell the chametz during the year. So all of a sudden, during Pesach, you're selling it. Obviously, because you're circumvent, So it's like a haramah. Kazein darko lo hamim kolkach. While a rova kona hu oni, the kona kama meos chametz. He says that. And the guy is not so. That's why Rabbi Willem is machmir. He gets a very rich guy. But he says, "Al rov hakona hu oni v'kona v'kam meyos chametz kano gato shein mochim v'dorim muat v'sharach kachas tuva." Elanirli came into Israel. So he says, "You know why people are makel? Because by chametz, it's only a shaila v'drabbanan. Why? Because once you do bittel chametz, you do the kol chamira, so that's good enough. So it's only a din derabbanan that you have to get rid of the chametz. But midaraisa, once you say kol chamira, you can keep all the chametz. You can't eat the chametz, but you can keep it there, midaraisa. It's midarabbanan that you have to mamish get rid of it. So since we're only dealing on a din derabbanan, so that's why we're making on mechiras chametz.
You're still benefiting from
your
animals being fed.
Oh, no. So, one second. So, that's by Mechiras Chametz. Regular, nothing to do with the animals, just Mechiras Chametz. That's his point. He says, by feeding Chametz, that's a question of a Daraisa, because that's getting Hanah from the Chametz. So, when you're getting Hanah from the Chametz, so that's much more Chamar. That's the Shail of Daraisa. So, you want to try to avoid it, the Issa Daraisa by selling. So maybe such a weak sale should get rid of a daraisa. Yeah, when it's only a derabbanan, because owning of chametz is the daraisa bal yira. But once you made bittul, then you took care of the daraisa. So that's the point. He says therefore it's not parallel. He says that's why he wants to say that even though people are lenient to sell chametz, they're not necessarily lenient to sell animals. Because what do you want to do? You want to sell your animal, and then the guy should feed it, which if you wouldn't have sold the animal, it would have been also for the guy to feed, because it would be a shayla of getting hanah, and that's a daraisa. So now through the sale, you want to get rid of a daraisa, that's not so pashut. He says, Achrei in ksas amarti lo domi lo do diklal, dine ikar didina pirchuk al mechiris HaChametz HaNog, HaLamucha Milsa, TaRamat Tuva Shezeh Kona Lav Gavad Urche B'Olam Liknos Kach, V'Zeh Ein Darko Limkor Kach, Al Arov HaKona Hu Oni, etc. HaLanirali came into Israel with the Rabbanim, with the Raisim, with the Baal Masagi, V'Chol Echem V'Vatel Chemtu B'Lev Sholem, K'mosh Kosh Va Paiskim. Tzarech Litein Kol Mamonu, V'Yover Alo Sasa, V'Kol Shekein Yisra Chom Kazeh. V'Lo Niriki Im Yisra the Rabbanim, Shezeh Lavar Min HaOlam, So he says, "Vasora haveshosev alzev hiksha mavade harama hizu itir shulayim koral tanai, etc." So therefore, omnam next paragraph. Kolzel hafkia isid rabbana. He says the whole idea that you can use mechiras chametz, that's only because it's going to be an Issa d'Rabbanan. Which is not so simple, because that's what I discussed in my Sefer, that some point out, that maybe what you know you're going to sell, that's not, the bittul doesn't go on that. But he's assuming that the bittul is on everything. Even when you, which one could question, because once you mevatel it, and then you sell it, isn't that showing your bittul is not, you don't really mean the bittul either. Maybe that could make your bittul questionable. So that's why my sheet is, you know, don't even go with Mechiras Chametz.
Rabbi, doesn't the bittul go on the stuff that you don't know about, Nafka?
Yes, but he's not assuming like that, because he's assuming the only reason why we matir Mechiras Chametz is because we're only dealing with the issue of the Rabbanit.
Right, but I'm saying the Kol Chamira, the Lashon of Kol Chamira, is all the stuff that you don't know about.
Well, that's at night, and then in the daytime, you say what? The chamite do, right? The chamite do chamite. Danalei lo ya danalei.
But that's the stuff that's it's no longer in your possession, because the sale has already taken effect then, because you can't own chametz then.
No. You do it before. He says, "Om no kolzal lafkia yitzu d'rabbanan machmas hatchach sheyeh hefseg gadol rav sheyivaru al kol chemtza v'tir limkor ba'ofan anav lo plug be rav lamad aval lafkia yitzu d'raisa hainu l'hachel behemus li Yisrael chomis v'pesach lo mahani mechira sheyedu shekavadosu rak l'hachel lo l'honiach kach Hachi yitzu b'loshen rashi perish b'shabes ahad amrinu mishosum haram b'd'rabbanan zol shonu Acharam alav b'isur d'raisa el isur d'rabbanan. Alma d'im d'raisa lo hava sharin haram b'klau. Fiil b'd'rabbanan min hasem hech d'mucha milsa ein marimu. So that's why the Bechor Shor says that you shouldn't do such a thing. Mechiras Chametz. When Mechiras Chametz, in the end, is only going to be an issue of the Rabbanon, so then you could. But to sell the animals, to try to circumvent the Yisur D'Oraisa, that he feels is improper. He says, "Vesu the hachamucham milsa da rabbi tvei the chiyom musman ha behema, say the behema will die. Ena goy mshalom leklum, o hicholi shahar zekas nishchichi fei pinchomitz the meinich naich Yisrael mishdal bo pshit the ena goy kalav hachrais hagadol hazeh b'shvil hanach b'wetzes sheyeslo." So that's his point. And so the last paragraph he says, "Lachein yishtaka hadover v'lo yasa kein b'Yisrael." You should never sell the animals. Lo yasa kein b'Yisrael. Afilu ilo nagu mikodim kein ki im b'shum chum v'avon. Tam lo machum shenaminu kvar kiblo al seichem kol shekein v'dina yesh lo asu kemo shekasafti. So even though now people was trying to do that, he doesn't think it's proper. So, last year people were selling their kelim because they didn't want to do tefillas kelim, so they were afraid to use the mikvah, the kelim mikvah. So they were different. So here in Washington Heights, it was open. So we were able to use it. I mean, people still were afraid to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you know, like kind of common client said to me, you know, you keep the door open a little bit, you air it out, and then you go. And usually when we were there, there was maybe once there was one other person, but in general, that, you know, weren't most people were either selling the mafkirin. I think Rav Shefter was into being mafkir, based in America. Rav Willow had this mechira of the kelim, but the other possibility is just being tovel the kelim. Mm-hmm. You know, but in certain communities, they closed the mikvahs, the taking the kelim mikvahs. So I called someone from the Broyes community, and he said this. Balabas said that he wanted them to close it also, but the board wouldn't let him. So the mice of the Broyes mikvah was not closed, the Kalim mikvah. You know, last year with the corona. Milwaukee?
It's closed.
Yeah. And especially the last year was a big problem because people, you know, were making Pesach for the first time by themselves, that stuff, so they were buying Pesach Dikka Kalim. So it all happened together because they're usually okay. How many new kelim are you buying every Pesach? But here, people were buying new kelim because people weren't going to their parents or their in-laws or their whatever for Pesach because the community was saying no one should come. You know, everyone should stay home. And, but that's a big shaila. You know, how much das do you have? You know, all these mechira questions. So, you know, a shmita mechira is Eretz Yisrael for shmita. You know, everyone's doing mechiras to get at things. But, you know.
Is it more das on the person selling it or the guy who's going to buy it? Because was it to him? Like, he's
going to
buy it and
then
sell it back?
Yeah. I mean, I question the das of the Yisrael also. That's why I stay out of this, the Mechiras thing. I follow what it says in the Chumash. Get rid of the Chumash.
What's the
name? What's the flash of it? Finished.
The Gemara has about selling
Chumash
to a Goy. The Gemara hasn't.
No, but not on an open Kavua. Tosefta, but not an open Kavua. They never had a concept. Yeah, the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak, you know, you can read a Shloshim Yom, Kutach HaBavli, but you never have in the Gemara a concept of on a regular basis. This is part of your Pesach preparations. That's nowhere in the Gemara. And it started, as people pointed out, because people, the Jews, had whiskey businesses and things like that. And that's a question whether whiskey is real. It's a discussion whether it's Zaya or it's, you know, is it really Chametz Gomer? Like Shechta discussed that once, you know.
Nowadays, the most people suffer from it.
There's a lot about it, yeah.
So I give the Rebbe credit because I know Rabbanim make a nice panos from Sari poets.
Yeah.
So right. I give you a lot of credit.
Well, I'm not a shul rabbi, so I wouldn't have made a...
I was assumed you were.
Yeah, okay. But...
I have no doubt, even so.
Yeah. But to me, it's a big... cooler that people are, you know, to sell chametz. It became, such a thing, but people should realize that really they should get rid of their chametz. Look, if they're a person that is a shas hatchat, they're very poor or whatever. Okay,
What's the Indian again of getting a rich goy? Because you're afraid he might go take the chametz.
Because he's saying that he can't. What is he buying the chametz? He can't even afford to buy the chametz. He's saying. So that shows even more that it's not really sincere.
I took a sold my chametz to one of my workers one year. I only had schnapps.
Yeah.
And he took it. He drank it up.
Yeah.
Oh,
he drank it. You mean he
yeah,
kept it?
I went to him after the interview. If you still have it, I'll buy it back. I said, don't use it.
Good. Yeah. I gave it to the super. You see, we don't really have schnapps in our apartment. But one time, somebody was eating by us for Shabbos. He came in from L.A. for shiduchim purposes. So he was going to eat all the meals by us for Shabbos. So it's Hakar Satov. He brought us a nice bottle of schnapps. And both my wife and I, the second we saw it, before we even spoke to each other, we know we don't drink the schnapps so much, and we know we don't sell chametz, so we were both thinking the same thing, what are we going to do this for? So our super was the beneficiary of this bottle of schnapps.
Next time, let me know.
Some people have a good name for forgetting.
What?
You got to give it to him with the proper kinyanim for so he'll take it. It'll be in his possession.
Yeah, I gave it to him. He brings it into his apartment. Because people are going to give it back. But I give the super, the pasta, and the things like that. With the full bags, you know, not the things that we open. So he takes it into his apartment. That's it. You don't have to have any star and a chalipin and all these things. Those were the more kinyanim you need. That's for the things that are when they really, you know. But when I give it to him for keeps, that's it. It's his. It's in going to the apartment. It's his.
Does Rishon
sell things? I mean, the hashada with the chutzner works for a guy.
Yeah, right, but it's his. I'm not taking it back.
Rabbi, what's talking about Chametz Shavuot about Pesach on Zeya Baal on schnapps?
Yeah, so that's yes.
Well, what's the minig?
To be machmer, no?
To be machmer.
I was planning to make a shiur for Leil Shavuos. Usually, the shiur on Leil Shavuos, I can say again, because this is something that comes up a lot, whether there's Chametz Shavuot of Pesach on corporations or not. There are a lot of these chains or these distributors. Some of them are just corporations. It's not a person who owns it. So is there Chametz Shavuot or Pesach on a corporation? I wanted to give a shiur on that for Leil Shavuos, and maybe I'll say it over again. Yeah.
Does anybody also sell like things that are like Chametz Gomer? like, I don't know, spices that already have?
No, things that are not chametz, we keep, because they're not chametz.
Right. So you have to sell those? You just,
what?
You just, like, bottle them?
We just keep them, you know, in the house. They don't use them. You know, and well, kidneys, for example. Kidneys is not. Rav Abadi has a list of things that, you know, are meeker din. So anything on his list, except for this year, they had two lists. There was one list permitted oats. So the oats we're not going to keep in the house, even though oats is a question whether that's considered chametz or not. Because body holds maker din, it's not from chameshus minei dogan, but that's why I make adam on Cheerios for breakfast every morning. But I won't keep it in the house on Pesach, and I won't eat it on Pesach, of course, and I won't keep it in the house on Pesach. That I get rid of. That much. That's why there were two lists this year for two sons of Rav Abadi. One put oats on the list as being, you know, and one didn't. There were two different lists. But Lamaisa, even though oats is a question whether it's Chamesh is meaning Dogan, so I'll rely on that. Look at me in Bracha Rishoina, and Bracha Chrona. But Lamaisa, for Pesach, I'm still not going to, you know. That was the one conversation I had with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, was the story of oats, whether oats is mizonos or not. So he told me that he follows that it is, you know. But
Rashi held it in French. Rashi
yeah.
has...
Yeah, Rashi has. Held it was. Yeah.
And oh, the old.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so Be'ez Hashem, this packet will continue Be'ez Hashem on Sunday. And then we're going to take a 2-minute break and we're going to start Parsha. And then on Monday, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start doing Chazara.